Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, it's just us two. I was waiting. Hey, Ed, what's going on? When does he have his surgery? Did he already have it? Has anybody checked in to see if they lopped that thing off yet?
They lopped it off?
Oh, what kind of surgery is he having?
They lopped it off? I hope they're not lopping anything off.
Penisectomy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. My stomach just started hurting.
Also, when you say he's on medical, I know someone else in that studio that's on medical also.
It's true.
Different types. Touche. Touche. What up, Jeremy Kahn?
What's up, man? Yesterday was an interesting day.
Yeah, because I ran into your ass when I didn't want to run into your ass.
It is so funny. Like, there were a couple people there that said, I just turned you guys off, and now I got to see you. But like, as soon as I see Rob, I'm like, I hope they call my ass before your sorry ass. And just pretend like I don't like him to make people in the room uncomfortable.
Yeah, we with the life, man. We're not just doing reads the life, man. We really go to life, man. Rob, I really like those people.
Rob did have us. It was such a stupid, funny line when he came out and he goes, yeah, I think Jeremy's ass looks weird too. like, I can't see my ass.
Like the nurse was saying it. And she just, instead of her like, I didn't say that.
No, she
went
along with it. Yeah. Sorry, ass.
I know. It's really weird.
But no, like.
And I got to go into the good room.
Yeah, you got the
VIP room. That's right.
Where they usually take me. I said, no, let Rob experience it.
I got into the upper room.
But no, man, yesterday was interesting watching a lot of baseball and then trying to fight and stay up to watch the NBA. But hey, I'll wait till the real playoffs until we get past this part.
Does anybody want Klay Thompson next year?
You know who they said would want him?
Who?
Would be that he would be a perfect fit for the Orlando Magic, which when you think about what they're saying, it's another shooter to go along with the young stars that they have. Somebody okay. That's just a spot up guy. Like, he can always do that for the rest of his career, but he's going to have to, at some point, Clay's going to have to look in the mirror and say, man, I suffered a lot of injuries. I'm basically a glorified jump shooter now. Like, I can still D up a little bit. He's not the same player.
I always say this, Jeremy. It's easier to accept a lesser role going to a new team than it is on a team that you help build.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's part of the Golden State Warriors legacy. You know, he's the big three in Golden State. He can't accept a lesser role there. He can go somewhere else, Orlando, yeah, and accept that because he's the new guy coming in.
They kind of went out with a whimper last night.
Yeah, it was kind of weak. He went 0-10, by the way.
Sounds about right.
You know, you talked about the Lakers maybe laying down and not wanting to play the two seed.
You think the Pelicans
didn't? Zion Williamson had 40 points. And in a tie game in the fourth quarter, he slams his towel and walks into the locker room with an injury. Mm. And didn't play again.
Well, you know what's funny is that I went 4-1 in my top plays. Thanks a lot, Pelicans. It would have been a 5-0 night had they not just crapped the bed. But
for those of you who didn't see me, there was air quotes because I don't believe the injury. It was a tie game. He was balling. They couldn't stop him. They had no answer for him.
Yeah, he looked like a man possessed in the first half.
He was. And all of a sudden he goes out with a injury.
It's going to be fun once we – so now we get the Kings and the Pelicans in New Orleans. That'll happen, what, in the next 2 days? I think 2 days from now. And then tonight we have to do two games. Yep.
40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists is what Zion had in 36 minutes.
You say he got 11?
11.
11 rebounds.
11 rebounds.
L-E-B-E-N.
No, I didn't use a B. 11. It's 1-11.
Eleven.
That's no. Yeah, he goes. No B there.
Yeah. All right.
So many had.
11.
Yeah. You played ball in the city. You heard 11 before.
I've heard it all before. Just sometimes when I say it, doesn't sound the same way.
No. Don't do that.
But you know, like yesterday too, and I know we're gonna get into it, but just watching baseball around the league, a lot of people upset at umpires and frustrated.
Are you wondering why?
No.
Okay.
I just
wanted to clarify that.
It gets under the microscope so much when you watch replays now and you see certain things and you're like, oh, what? Like, we're even hearing announcers now letting you know. I was watching the Red Sox game yesterday. I was like, well, that's a strike that's 3 inches off the plate.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even, nobody's hiding it now. It's like, come on, man.
You shouldn't hide it.
Yeah. Because there's a big-ass box there that lets the listener or the viewer at home watch it and see it, now, and you're like, well, damn, that's way off.
Well, some of them that end up out of the box an inch or so, a call a strike, I give it to them because they may have crossed the front of the plate.
Fair enough.
But when it's 4 inches off the plate, it didn't cross the front of the plate. It didn't do it. There's no, unless it crossed the front of the plate, stopped, and then moved out. There's no remote control of the ball.
My favorite is Angel Hernandez's move is to, like, punch up. Like, ah, it's a strike. And then the look on dudes' faces when they're in the box and they hear it after the fact, like, did he just call that a strike? Ain't no way. Ain't no way at all that's a, like, and the guys that are really good at the game, and we've seen it, like, Adley's kind of been one of those guys that you're tipping your cap to because he knows the strike zone. Right. Not going to be wrong, and he's probably not even going to argue if it's close because he's going to want that for his guy.
He's just going to laugh at you. Yeah. He literally laughs at the umps.
But, you know, some of those guys will get a pass once you start to see it if they're not swinging. But there's just been some real, and I don't know if it's positioning, bad umps, whatever you want to call it. The Oriole ump the other day, somebody sent me his scorecard where he got 90% of the calls right. That's awesome. Getting 10% of the calls wrong is terrible. In this game. 10%? Are you kidding me? Like, it's not, that's, like, when you get 97, 90, like, nobody's expecting you to be perfect, and we're always going to have
that. But
you want
debate. 95 or more.
I mean, you don't want 10% wrong in a game. That's when we start looking at the robots. It's like, come on, man. Something's got to be better than this.
What about Ranger Suarez last night? Went the distance. Yeah. Complete game shutout.
Yeah, he graded
no that. Runs on 7 hits, 8 strikeouts. He walked. What his ERA this year? 1.73.
Well, it's another one of those. I talked about it yesterday. I don't know how much I brought his name up, but he graded out as the best pitcher on the slate with a lot of really good names. And I mean, part of that's facing Colorado and they stink outside of Coors. And the fact that they're right hand dominant, you know, you can really, and some of their lefty bats, you've got some vets in there as well, but. You know, like, he's one of those guys that maybe he's turning that corner and starting to look really, really good. Yeah.
Colorado's 4-14.
Yeah.
They stink.
I said they stink.
You said outside of Coors. No, when you're 4-14, you just stink.
Well,
they're 2-10 on the road, granted, but that means they're 2-4 at home.
Yeah, but
they stink.
They only got 6 games at home.
That means they stink.
Dude, they're winning 33% of their home games. They're Hall of Famers.
That's good for a batting average.
Oh.
That's not good. That full win percentage.
They're awful.
Uh huh.
That's a really, really bad lineup.
Uh huh. Yeah. We agree with that. We agree on that, man. The Blue Jays winning, beating the Yankees yesterday. Blue Jays, you know, starting to turn it around a little bit. At home, they're pretty good. 6-2, 10-8 overall.
Something looks wrong with Bo Bichette, man. That cat got up with the bases loaded a couple times, and yikes.
Yeah.
He didn't look right yesterday.
I told you, man, whenever I hear his name called, the stadium, it sounds like my girl Adrian Roberson wants to say Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
A Red Sox do what the Red Sox should do all the time. Yesterday, they lost. I don't know what to think about the Padres. Whenever it looks like they're going to get a little bit of momentum, Dylan Cease looked good yesterday. Look, he looked decent yesterday. Mm-hmm. I won't say he looked decent yesterday. Where did he go? He going to see what? Well, he looked real good. Yeah, six innings, one run. It was the five walks. That's why I said decent. He struck out seven, but he walked five.
Somebody else did that too. The what pitcher was it I was watching? Oh, the Angels pitcher. Went five innings and he had like five walks. I'm like, man, how are they not scoring runs when they're putting this many guys on base? But, you know, yesterday in the majors too, like just looking around the league, we got a lot of afternoon games today.
Mm-hmm.
So something including to keep your eye on.
Including here in Baltimore.
Yep.
A video with owner Rubenstein, Cal, Hyde, and Gunner has people buzzing. We'll talk about that and give us some perspective at 6:30. But on the other side, O's take care of business yesterday. Man, they destroyed the Twins. We'll tell you how up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I feel like I have an idea of what everybody can do, and it just feels like whenever we're clicking, this is the kind of the nights that we can have. And, just being able to put one of these nights together is really fun, and it just shows what this offense can do.
You know, this is a good song to play if you're Orioles. If you're a Twins fan, you want to play nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Because that's probably what they wished last night. The Orioles scored eight combined runs in the second, third, and fourth innings. Then they tacked on a run in the sixth and two more in the eighth. Just to destroy the Minnesota Twins 11-3. Remember Chris Paddock used to be beautiful?
I talked about it, man. He was up there for the Rookie of the Year with Pete Alonso. If I remember correctly, Alonso homered off him late in the year because they had like a little war of words in the media. And then he got hurt, and now he's trying to work his way back. I thought he had a couple of starts where I'm like, okay, I see a little bit of it, but this feels more like he might be a Dylan Bundy type. Like every once in a while, I'll go out there, you'll get your six innings and two runs.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's
you
who he is.
With Dylan Bundy on. Wow.
That's what it feels like with Paddock.
I say wow because it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I tell people all the time, hey, man, you know, they got Kyle Bradish out of Dylan Bundy. That might be the best thing that happened out of the Dylan Bundy era. But yeah, Paddock goes five and a third innings, giving up nine runs. They were all earned, folks. Those weren't errors. On 12 hits, nine runs on 12 hits. Well, what's the bright side? Well, he only walked one. That's the bright side. The Orioles got out of Grayson Rodriguez what I said yesterday. They needed to get out of him. At least six innings. Gave him six, two runs, four hits, six strikeouts. He did walk three, but he gave them those six innings that I thought they needed, that bullpen needed badly.
It's so funny. Somebody hit me up yesterday saying, hey, what do you think about Grayson's strikeouts over 6.5 or 6+ or whatever it was on DraftKings? And I said, the number probably sounds perfect for how this game could go, and it lands right on that number. But Grayson's a guy that he can get the punch outs. And I think now as he's maturing, you'll see it. He's got good defense behind him. He's not afraid to pitch to contact. And I think that's a part of growth in a young pitcher because, you know, we'll see guys like Blake Snell that want to strike everyone out. And all of a sudden you get into these high pitch counts and you're not going deep in the games. What type of pitcher do you want to be? Do you want to get all those numbers and get all the Ks and look great as a strikeout guy, but not your team can't rely on you for more than five innings?
And that's what I was saying to you yesterday. I think maybe he could dial it back a little bit, trying to get the Ks because he needed the innings. And I think he kind of did that yesterday. Look, and even in six innings, he only threw 87 pitches.
Yeah, it felt like he pitched a little to the scoreboard once they got the lead.
Right.
You know, but that's fine. That's what, you know, when guys that fight you about wins and losses, they're like, hey, that's what a good pitcher will do. Like, he's just, you're working through it, trying to get deeper in the game. So
they can't hit five-run home runs.
Yeah. And again, like, a lot to like about last night. I mean, we're still – the talk is – if you're winning games and Jackson's struggling, I don't think there should be much talk. Me personally, just because of the type of prospect he is. But ultimately, you know, people have started to talk, should he go back down? Should he do this? Should he do that? It's still unbelievably early, guys.
I was glad to see him get a walk on some pitches that were flirting around the strike zone, off the plate a little bit, so that showed me that he's not fishing. Because normally when a rookie starts to swing at that ball just off the plate, they're fishing and they're hoping. That walk looked a little disciplined to me, very disciplined to be honest with you. So I was glad to see him get that. I know it's something as simple as a walk, but it shows you a lot. Gunnar Henderson, he is heating it up, man. He went 3-for-5 yesterday with a home run and 3 RBI. Adley Rutschman gets a hit. What about O'Hearn? Ryan O'Hearn with 2 more hits, one of them being a home run. Santander looks like he's getting off the snot. He had 2 hits yesterday to bring that average up to 200. Kowser, 2 more hits. He's now batting 405. Of course, my guy Jordan Westberg with the home run last night with 2 hits. He's up over 315, 316 right now for the year. It's just, you know, Jordan is, again, he's a quiet worker, man. He just comes to work every day.
They talked about it on the broadcast last night, going through and looking at a guy like Jordan and how he becomes an afterthought, but he's still a first-round pick, a guy that raked in college, and you expect him to rake in at this level as well. And I don't know. I mean, I know why. It's because you have guys that grade out much higher than he does. But I'd sit there as I'm him, let them take the spotlight and let old boy sit here and just keep cleaning up. And all of a sudden at the end of the year, you look at his numbers going, damn, he was that good.
Yep.
I'll take it.
He's going to be one of those 280, 290, 25 home run, 75 RBI guy on a regular basis. And then he's going to peak out some years, I think, with 30. I do. I think his normal year be around 285, 290. Normal 25 home runs, normal 75 to 80 RBI. Those are his regular years. But when those are your regular years, you always have 2 or 3 peak years, Jeremy, where you exceed those numbers. I think he potentially has that type of career in front of him.
So, you know, like I had a big smile on my face last night as I was listening to some of the Daily Fantasy podcasts getting ready for the Major League Baseball slate. And somebody had asked a question, which seems so ridiculous, and it is ridiculous to say, but and it was so random. Is Colton Cowser the best hitter in baseball right now? To which one of the guys goes, that's such a ridiculous question. But it made me laugh because he's hitting the damn cover off the ball. And we all know, look, he's not the best player in baseball, but he did just get AL Player of the Week. He's been playing his ass off, man. And I love seeing, like, we're all the Cal stuff we're getting in the stands.
Right.
We joked about the utter handshake where you cross your fingers, turn them upside down, and you get milked. You'll see me over there, milking it. This guy's just crushing it.
I don't like when you do that.
You don't like getting – anyway. But I love the Cowser stuff. I just think it's great seeing him absolutely out there raking. And, you know, we don't know who the next guy's going to be.
I mean, speaking of – things that may not be as ridiculous as it sounds. I had a guy when I was out the other night at Bill's, Ken. Ken told me who he would be happy if Jackson Holliday turned into. And if you think about the numbers, it's not all that bad of an idea, Jeremy. When he said it, I'm like, I wanted to tell him how ridiculous that was, but then before I could even part my lips to say it.
Can I tell you who I think he is?
Who?
Corey Seager.
Okay. I like that. If he becomes Corey Seager, that's even better. But what if Jackson Holliday, I don't know, batted 314, 45 doubles, 18 home runs, and stole 36 bases? Would you go along with that?
Yeah.
If he could stay healthy. He said he wanted him to be a healthy Brian Roberts.
I mean,
if you think, listen, his Brian Roberts years from, and when he said it, I'm like, dude, that's ridiculous. From 04 to 09, and I didn't realize Brian Roberts was that good for that long.
He was a doubles machine.
Had Brian Roberts, on. Can I give on-base percentage and not batting average?
Yes.
Because he, all right, 344, 50 doubles. 387, 45 doubles. 347, 34 doubles. 377, 42 doubles. 378, 51 doubles. 356, 56 doubles. And then the injuries came. He said if he could be that, a healthy Brian Roberts for about 10 years, he's good with that.
I remember being on the air and Brian, we were talking about Brian Roberts and someone had said he's a, he's a durable player. Right. So like and this is before the concussion and all this stuff happened. And I said, did you say he's an adorable player? And they said, no, I said he's durable. And I said, well, it feels like a double entendre because let's be honest, he is adorable out there. The cutest little second baseman you can ever imagine. I think our guest was like, what show am I on?
You're weird. You're weird. Phil Yates, Kuiper, and Daniel Jeremiah all project Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid to the Ravens at number 30. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, the O's recent video featuring Rubenstein, Ripken, Hod, and Gunner have social media buzzing. But why?
I don't get this one.
I mean, either. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this beautiful Wednesday.
Long ago.
So there's a video out from Oriole Production. And it features David Rubenstein.
By the way, I saw the interview you did with... the guy that was talking about all the new production and things that they're doing, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, you interviewed the man and the woman.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about it. So I thought it was pretty interesting because he talked about that first video they put out with the woman and her child and talking about the Orioles, which is really cool. And then now this one, to which you and I are on the same page with this.
It's David Rubenstein, Cal Ripken, Brandon Hod, Gunnar Henderson. It has social media buzzing because they're wondering if this means – Gunnar Henderson is about to sign an extension. Now, first of all, before we get into this, 410-583-1057. I want the people who think that to please call because I want to make sure I'm not missing anything because I never got that. And I get it. We were chomping at the bit. You got these young players. Anything that happens, you want it to mean that. You want these guys to sign an extension. I get it. I do too. Number one, I don't think Gunnar's going to sign one because of his agent. I think he... When we say I don't think Gunner's going to sign an extension, we're not saying Gunner's not going to stay here. We're saying he's going to be a free agent. They're going to have to bid for him like other teams.
Or overpay him before he hits free agency.
Exactly. But this is – all right, Jeremy, tell me how you interpreted this.
So when I watched it, it's like, okay, so Cal Ripken had the streak, right? He's always hard at work, and he's going back to his old spot, and he's working, right, at shortstop. And then here comes Gunner saying, hey, your office is up there now. I work down here. Like, to me, that was it. Like, oh, he's such a hard worker. He's out there working every single day. And it's like, wait a minute. You're not on the field anymore. You're in the office.
Right.
I didn't think it meant, hey, I'm taking over here, Chief, and I'm getting paid, and I'm staying here. Like, I don't know where that came from.
All right. Now, there's also, it's not just a video, but there's also a tweet, Joe.
Gunnar Henderson, born in 2001. The music playing behind the video is from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Does it mean?
What's the picture?
Can I? Gunnar Henderson is born in 2001, and Space Odyssey did. But let me ask you this. What year did Ripken retire? 2001. He retired in 2001. I mean, I don't get it. To me, Jeremy, all of what you said on top of this is reintroducing Cal. Hey, this is now Cal in ownership. He's no longer on the field. He's in ownership. It was a funny video. It was today's shortstop telling yesterday's shortstop, get the hell out of my spot and get to your spot.
That's what he's saying, though. He's going to be there for a long time like he was.
Did you see the other tweet that if you take the wins from 2001 and you multiply them by Gunner's numbers, you get what his contract could possibly be? What the hell are we doing?
Well, also, one Rob Long said that he had to go do a video for Orioles Productions the other day that he did not tell us about.
Yeah.
Oh. He had a hole in his pants. He had a hole in his pants.
You really put me in this now?
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. I wasn't there. I wasn't there for that.
Joe, I didn't think about that.
I know.
Now it makes sense.
All right. Now, let's step back for a second. If I did a video for Orioles Production, who was in the video? Ain't nobody come here to see Gunner.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Henderson.
No, but it's just, again, I love the hope. I love the excitement that this team generates. I love it. I just don't see that at all. And again, this is not us making fun of you. I really want you to call up 410-583-1057. And tell us what we're missing. Jeremy, maybe you and I are missing it. Maybe we're missing it.
We're not. We're not. Like, it's... And again, I want to hear from people what they're seeing in it, but we're not missing anything.
It's just, hey, it used to be me. Now it's him. That's all I'm saying. 410-583-1057. Tom in Bel Air. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I agree. Cal was the face of the Orioles for all those years. Now Gunner's coming up, and he's saying, excuse me, sir, now it's my time.
Yeah, that's all it was. Now I love the fact that, Tom, do you think it had anything to say, well, Cal was here this long, so I'll be here this long, too?
I'm hoping he's here for a long time.
But you didn't pick that up.
No, not at all. Nothing at all about money or nothing. I thought it was a great commercial, and that's what I got out of it was, excuse me, sir. It's my time.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Tom. I mean, Tom agrees with us. I love to get somebody who does it, other than Joe. Joe, your opinion, is it based on hope or what you really saw in the commercial?
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying that's what the people think.
Okay, I got you. Okay, what did you see in the commercial?
I saw a baseball stadium and a desk on the field, and Cal Ripken was there, and Gunnar Henderson was there. That's what I saw.
Did you know?
Did you get anything out of it?
That Cal Ripken was on the field, and yeah, I don't know, man.
You didn't get anything out of it?
I don't know.
Did you know?
Joe wants to believe.
I could see them doing this.
If you took every time there was a solar eclipse and multiplied it by every different variant of cicada and however many times they come
about.
What do you get? Divided by Gunnar Henderson's number, you get Cal Ripken's number.
It was Gunnar Henderson in section 42 with...
The lead pipe.
Yes.
The baseball bat. The homer hose.
I do think Scott Boras could use some goodwill right now. Nice shot in the arm. So if he did negotiate a Gunnar Henderson extension... That wouldn't be too bad for him because he's had a pretty rough offseason.
Can I tell you the problem? This is like if the Orioles win the World Series, you get a ring, and it's like, ugh, I don't want that. like the problem with this is if Gunner signs an extension tomorrow, everybody's going to say, see? These two things have nothing to do with one another. This commercial and Rob being there had nothing to do with them winning. He doesn't deserve a ring.
Who put the hole in his pants?
Yeah. Get him a toe ring.
Oh. It is kind of random.
You just took Gunnar Henderson and Cal Ripken, an extension, and just completely threw a shot at me. Shots fired to about me getting a ring.
You just told
How
me.
How did you just do?
Nobody came here to see them. Where'd you grow up? Aberdeen? Who cares?
Nobody cares.
Nobody came here to see you.
I hope Gunnar Henderson is here for years to come, folks. And I hope he signs an extension tomorrow. But I'm with you, Jeremy. If he does, that commercial didn't signify it.
Mm-mm.
It didn't announce it.
That's one of my problems with people, like especially the ultra conspiracy theorists, is when something somewhat works out. Like I was telling you, the whole QAnon thing, like on that Netflix documentary they did, the guy made it up and he goes, yeah, I made it all up. And people are like, no, he didn't.
These stakes are a lot lower than some of the stuff the QAnon people are talking about.
I made it all up. I was on there. No, he didn't. He's lying to you guys. What does he have to say? What do you want him to do?
I don't believe you.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my goodness. 410-583-1057. So I guess none of our listeners believe it because nobody's hitting us up on social media, which they hit us up on social media about everything. So I guess our listeners are like not the ones who believe this.
Joe lied. Joe, you...
No,
Joe sent that in our group text.
No, Joe's not the only one. Jeremy, trust me. Joe got this from people. There are people who thought
it was definitely
at a Fish concert.
Rita was on the afternoon show yesterday talking about it.
There are definitely people who think this. Joe's just bringing up the question before the people.
Exactly. Hold on. Let me read this one tweet. I still feel like this hasn't been resolved though. Why all that lead up for one gimmicky video? Because there was another video before that.
They have a social media team that are putting out new videos, and this is just one of them.
It's so random.
You just picked up on this one because it features Gunnar and Cal.
But Rubenstein also tweeted a picture of the desk on the field the other day, and people were like, what is this? Okay, so what's the point of... This is a lot of work for a 27-second video, so it's got to be part of a series.
It is.
Okay.
But you think the series leads up to Gunnar?
Yeah, why not?
So Gunnar's going to sit at the desk and sign his extension.
If it doesn't do anything, like, I love... The social media team for the Orioles is incredible, and so is the Ravens. It's stupid if it doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't mean it's not going... It is going someplace. Cal can't get off the field.
What about the dog men in the woods and the frogs being gay? Is that true?
100%. The fluoride is turning the frogs gay.
Our frogs are gay.
Jerry Bembry joins us at 7 o'clock to talk NBA. Lots going on in the NBA. But on the other side, Phil Yates, Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah all project Kool-Aid McKinstry to pick number 30. That means
great Rodini.
Hey, Kool-Aid. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Kool-Aid. 6:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I said it yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. We had Film Study Baltimore yesterday, right?
Yes, we did, with Ken McCusick.
Ken McCusick said something about Kool-Aid. McKinstry from Alabama. And I said, you know what? If we're going to sit here the day after the first round of the draft and that's what we're talking about, I'm okay with that. He's a ball player.
Yeah.
And you need a cornerback. That's a position of need.
They do. They have quite a few positions of need. So that's why it wouldn't be upsetting if their first pick ended up being a cornerback or a wide receiver. But I think the most likely suggested pick would be an offensive lineman, a tackle. But we'll see. I do like the Kool-Aid McKinstry possibility of coming here, and I think it's a viable one too, knowing the history of this organization and how they've scouted Alabama players. But I think he's a good player too.
He's an outstanding player.
I do like... You gotta like the nickname though, and the fact that it stuck with him for so long.
The South, man, they got great nicknames in the South.
Well, you saw that Booger just brushed me off a little bit when I said, "How'd you get your nickname?" Oh, my grandma gave it to me. Why'd she give it to you? You picking your nose all the time, Boogie?
No, he gave us another reason.
No, he said his grandmother gave it to him. It was just a little nickname I got. He just brushed over it. You don't get the nickname
Booger. Because he's an older guy. He's probably been asked so many times, "Why is your nickname Booger?"
Yeah, I know.
So you asked him again.
Yeah, I wanted him to say because I used to pick my nose all the time. What do you want from me? That's what I wanted him to say. But the answer we got was my grandmother gave it to me.
It really, you know what that really was? It was shut up.
Yeah. Well, you notice I didn't do a follow-up. I read it.
You read the room?
Yeah, I understood.
He said, I might actually meet Booger in person one day, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, I'll just go F myself. You know, no big deal. You guys have a good one.
Would you be surprised if they indeed went for a corner in the first round, though?
No, because, again, like we've talked about, this is a team that doesn't necessarily do all the things you think they're going to do. They'll draft the best player available, and if that's the way their board sets up with a cornerback there, then they'll work that way and go ahead and draft him. Because, look, this is – we talked about it yesterday with Ken. It's chess, not checkers. It's not like, go get that guy, go get that guy. There's always something else that has to happen in a move, whether you're trading for him. Okay, you're trading for Brandon Ayuk. Now you got to pay him. Can you afford to pay him? Does it make sense to give up picks for a player 1 year if you're not going to pay him?
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of things that go into it that I think, and I'm not trying to dismiss it, but like a lot of average fans, they just want the best players. And I get that, but there's a salary cap and there's something you have to work around.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think Kool-Aid is a guy, if he's there, the Ravens aren't trading back. There's certain guys that if they're there, if that's the best that you got at that spot, you might see the Ravens. I think they'll start reading the board at about pick 27. And they'll look at the board thinking, who we need? There's nobody left that we need. Let's start looking to trade back.
So, when he gets our age, will he still be Kool-Aid? When does the nickname go away? You know what I mean?
Mine went away in my 20s.
Mine went away when I got away from a lot of the people that were calling me that.
No, so I had two nicknames. One went away. The other one stuck.
What's the other one? The
other one's Rolo.
Oh, that sucks.
That stuck. But Oomzy went away like when I was like 20. Probably like in college, went away. And like you said, it's because I was no longer probably associated with the people who called me that.
Like my nickname when I was a kid was Flea. And
why
I have
Flea?
I have it tattooed on my arm.
Why did they call you Flea?
So there were two reasons why. One
you
of the guys
all the time.
Yeah, one
you
of the guys said that I was small and I was an irritant, so he would call me Flea or Hemorrhoid, one of the two. I said Flea sounds better, and it was cheaper to get that tattooed. But no, they also said I looked like Flea from Rockin' Jock B-Ball Jam from the Chili Peppers when he played, like his jump shot. He was small, and like my jump shot looked just like his.
Okay.
So that's why. But like once I stop, I'll still hear it every once in a while when I run into, somebody from high school
Flea.
Or something. Yeah. But like I don't hear, I grew out of it. So,
So you think.
I mean, okay, Oomzy.
He might become Flea again.
When he, did you have a nickname, Joe?
No.
I can't imagine Joe with a nickname. I can't imagine Joe with a nickname. I can't. I think he did, though. I think he just won't tell us.
I really didn't.
I think people at school goes, there's that angry son of a bitch again.
No, I was actually a nice boy then.
That's not a nickname. That's a description.
I was a very nice boy.
So you accept the fact that you're not now?
No, I'm not, like, mean. I just, like,
you're
if,
not?
If I'm inside of this studio and in this place of business, nothing good happens.
This place has ruined our souls.
I also think Booger McFarland is still Booger McFarland because he's a media presence.
Well,
Kool-Aid McKinstry is going to be famous, most likely, so he'll probably always go by Kool-Aid because it becomes your persona.
So you say he is going to be famous?
I would say so. I don't see any reason why he can't be.
I thought you at first said was not going to be famous.
Okay. No, I mean, like, he's at a certain level of fame now, but he's not like, you can't just say Kool-Aid and you're probably going to think of a giant jar of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, when you say Booger, you think of McFarland.
I do think of Booger McFarland.
Yeah. But yeah, he also used that in his playing career and then, as you talked about, got into media and then the Booger McFarland, instead of his real name, stuck with him as a nickname. And I'm just saying if you're Kool-Aid, you don't get into media afterwards. Do you go by Kool-Aid when you're 50? You know, it's kind of like...
His first name really is kind of hard to say.
What is it?
Ga-Quincy.
Oh, Kool-Aid?
Yeah. G-A apostrophe it's, Quincy.
It's Ga?
Ga-Quincy. How else would you say that? Ja-Quincy?
No, I thought maybe you said D because that made more sense.
Levin?
Huh?
11?
Levin.
I thought it was Ja-Quincy.
Maybe it is. I don't know. That's just an interesting way to. Why don't you make it a J then?
I never heard anybody say it. I just looked at it myself and thought it was Ja-Quincy.
By the way, every time Rob.
I'm a white guy. I can't figure that out. I would say it phonetically.
I don't know why every time Rob tells me that his nickname was Oomzy, it always makes me think of like the golden child in Sodom Noomspa. It was the bad guy.
It's definitely a J.
I want the knife.
He goes like Ja-Quincy Jeesky.
I'm doing my own thing over
it's
here.
It's easy. I see that. So with Booger, it's easy to say his first name, though.
Anthony,
right? Yeah. Did his son play?
Yeah.
Anthony Jr., didn't he?
I think he played down in Florida, right?
Little tiny Booger.
Or New Orleans. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
It's just like a little Booger.
Rob sent me a text yesterday. He said, do you know how to make a tissue dance? And I said, yeah, you put a little boogie in it. And he was like, of course you knew that one.
Wait a minute. Is this his son?
Who?
He went to Maryland? Anthony McFarland Jr.
Is it? I don't know.
He went to Maryland, evidently. he played last year. Can't be his son.
Yeah.
Can't be.
Does it say Booger Jr.?
No, it doesn't. 410-583-1057 is the number as I try to steer this back on course.
Well, that was the other.
Shovels at 715.
That was the famous Alou brother, right? You had Moises, you had Felipe, and Boog. Boogaloo.
On the Please other side, break. We talk NBA with Jerry Bembry. Did anyone get snubbed from Team USA? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.